And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 6th of March. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Portland, 1013, losing its identity by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southerly 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, southeast becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Thames, Dover, White. Southeast becoming variable, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, cyclonic, 2 to 4, becoming north, 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5 at first in east. Otherwise, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, East Fitzroy, northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Showers, good. West Fitzroy, West Sole, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, good. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first except in Irish Sea, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shannon, westerly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in northwest, mainly fair, good. Rockall, south, backing southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain later, good, occasionally poor. Malin, northwest, backing southwest 4 to 6, then south 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, southwest 3 to 5 at first in Hebrides, otherwise south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey and later in Hebrides, rain later, moderate or good. Fair Isle, westerly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in west, showers, moderate or good. And Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, wintry showers, then rain or sleet, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tiree, automatic, northwest, 2, 12 miles, 1021, rising. Stornoway, southwest by west, 2, 24 miles, 1020, rising. Lerwick, west, northwest, 2, 16 miles, 1017, rising. Wick, automatic, west by north, 2, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1019, rising. Aberdeen, northwest, 4, slight rain, 6 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Lookers, west, northwest, 2, rain, 2 miles, 1020, rising. Bulmer, north, northwest, 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1018, rising. Bridlington, south, 1, 1016, rising slowly. Sindetti light vessel automatic, southeast, 3, 2 miles, 1016. Greenwich light vessel automatic, south, 4, 5 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east by north, 1, 1015, rising slowly. Jersey, west by north, 2, 5 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. West, Southwest, 3, 1015. Scilly Automatic, North by West, 6, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, North by West, 5, 14 miles, 1019, rising. Aberporth, North by West, 6, 11 miles, 1019, rising. Valley, North by East, 4, slight rain, 19 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest, 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Valentia, east, 1, 19 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north, northwest, 3, 24 miles, 1019, rising. Malin Head, northwest by west, 4, 16 miles, 1022, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by north, 4, 13 miles, 1021, rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 5th of March. The general situation: strong winds affecting some western waters, with a risk of gales at first for coasts in southwest England, will ease. A front over the north and west of the United Kingdom will edge slowly southeastwards, bringing patchy rain to most. But with mainly fair conditions in the west and at first in east, strong to gale-forced southerly winds will return to northwest Scotland by Friday evening. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, backing south or southwest, 3 to 5. Backing south, 4 to 6 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest, 3 to 5. Becoming variable, 3 or less. Then south or southwest, 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 2 to 4, rain at times until later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable, 2 to 4 at first and later, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5 for a time, showers, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, rain at times, fog patches later in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in north. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, variable 2 to 4, rain and fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, variable, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4, rain or fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 in east. Elsewhere, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly 2 to 4 in east. Elsewhere, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Rain at times, mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain at first, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain at times, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, north 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Rain at first in east, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 3 to 5 later. Rain at first, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, then southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers at first, then mainly fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers at first, good. And finally, the Shetland Isles, west backing south or southwest 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times, increasing 5 to 7 later in west and north. Rain at first, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here on Radio 4 tonight, but we'll be back at 5 o'clock in the morning with Yesterday in Parliament. So, this is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. The US and Israel say they're moving to a new phase of their war on Iran. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says he has to be involved in the process for choosing Iran's next leader.
The United States will ensure that whoever leads the country next, Iran, will not threaten America or its neighbors, Israel, anybody.
We'll hear from inside Iran. Sri Lanka says it's helping evacuate the crew of an Iranian Navy ship after another such vessel was torpedoed by an American submarine. The uncertainty rocks financial markets with shares down and oil up.
What kind of an impact it's going to have on inflation? Things are getting more expensive and that has a big impact on people's pocketbooks.
And one other story. Is your Stradivarius real or fake? First, the latest world news.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. The US and Israel have said they're moving into a new phase of their war on Iran. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the amount of firepower over Iran was about to surge dramatically.
When we say more to come, it's more fighter squadrons, it's more capabilities, it's more defensive capabilities, and it's more bomber pulses more frequently. The amount of firepower over Iran and over Tehran is about to surge dramatically. And part of it is that we're going to have even more basing. And it's not just the UK. We've had other friends step up, and we're grateful for that.
Both militaries appeared to step up their attacks on Iranian cities on Thursday with explosions in the capital and elsewhere. The head of U.S. Central Command said Iran's current and future missile capabilities were being destroyed. Admiral Brad Cooper said the U.S. had sunk more than 30 Iranian Navy ships. Saudi Arabia and Bahrain both say